Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Terry takes you inside the outdoors. You know, hunting, fishing, camping. It's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Now, here's Terry.
All right, we're back, and let's go right to the phones. And joining us, as he does every Saturday at 10 o'clock, one of our favorite contributors, both fishing and hunting, Nate Zielinski. Good morning, Nate.
Good morning, Terry. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I know you're at your tournament. You want to give us an update, but I think you have a special guest on the line with you. Would you like to introduce him first?
Absolutely, Terry. You know, I'm here live in Utah, and again, on the phone, we've got Greg from the Deck Truck Systems. And I wanted to bring him on. You know, Terry, you and I both work with Darren and everybody at A&A Topper. We've done that for years. And this is a product that I actually met and heard of at A&A Topper, and it's a truck deck system. If you are an outdoorsman, obviously so many of us have trucks, and space is always a priority, whether we're putting ATVs in the back or protecting our firearms or tools in general. Storage space and safe storage space and still being able to utilize your pickup is a priority, and that's how I was introduced to these guys. So I wanted just to introduce a good friend of mine, Mr. Greg, with the Deck Truck System.
Hey, thanks, Nate.
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're going to get back to you, Greg, in just a minute because I want to talk about the deck system. The guys at A&A Toppers have been partners on this show for a long time, and they have just filled me with lots of information about your product, and we're anxious to talk about it. Nate, first, let's get an update. Are you catching any fish?
Holy cow, Terry. You know, it's one of those things. Everybody knows about the Ice Fishing Tournament Series. Obviously, it's a unique format where, you know, we pre-drill the holes. We're in a grid. And with that, it really comes down to angler skill. There's a lot of tournaments where we might weigh 40, 50 fish in the course of a four-hour tournament. So we start at 8 a.m., we go till noon. I obviously just called in the radio show a couple minutes ago, but when I last put out the check, we were just weighing our 211th fish. So in 2 hours, we have officially crossed the scale with 211 fish at Steinecker. When we said go, lines hit the water, and literally when a minute or two went by, when I looked up, we had anglers running from all corners of the course. At one point in time, we have over 50 anglers approaching the scale. So it's absolutely a heyday here. It is snowing this morning. It's clearing out now, but we have young kids and families and so many people here on the ice in Utah, and it's so neat to see fishing this good. We have so many first-time anglers and new anglers just experiencing the sport, and fishing is as good as it can possibly get here at Steinecker. I had one gentleman who weighed his third fish, so he came to scale three times, and it was three of about 25 that he had caught. He's just trying to make a good decision to weigh the bigger ones. But I would say the average angler is catching 20 to 50 fish. It's a good time here on the ice in Utah.
Now, those are awesome. And tell people when your next event is so they know that, and then we'll go talk to Greg a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're here in Utah right now, and we actually have a break next weekend, so kind of rejuvenate ourselves, repack up everything. And then we're back in Utah on February 6th. We're going to Echo Lake, which is going to be right outside of Salt Lake. Again, a brand-new venue for us, incredible fishing. So we're real excited to go to Echo, and that's going to be February 6th. Then we have another break, and we come back to Colorado to support our good friends at Grand Lake, and that's going to be on February 20th. So, again, super excited to come back to Grand Lake, support a town that's had a really hard year. So we'll be back at Grand Lake February 20th. Tickets are on sale right now for both events. So whether you're looking for the Utah event on February 6th or the Colorado event at Grand Lake on February 20th, tickets are on sale right now at tightlandoutdoors.com. And talking about the deck system, talking about ice addiction, your third-place prize at this event is a deck system. So you can literally win the entire system by coming to ice addiction and placing, which it's an awesome prize, just shy of $1,400 value. And more important than the value is just what it does for you as an outdoorsman to be able to protect your stuff, utilize your truck to the fullest. So we partnered up with these guys for Ice Addiction, and yeah, I'd love to bring Greg on and talk about it.
Yeah, Greg, tell us a little bit about the deck system. I actually have your brochure right in front of me. I'm a big fan of these type of systems. You know, Greg, the one thing I want to start out is before you even get started talking, that it wasn't only a few years ago that I thought you'd have to spend $3,000-$5,000 to get a secure deck system in your truck, but the deck systems has really changed all that, haven't you?
Yeah, we first of all, I think it's going to be great that everyone's going to be competing for third place at your tournament, Nate. I can't wait to see all the guys just trying to find that not quite championship fish. So go for the bronze, everybody. Hey, you know, we're fishermen, outdoorsmen, hunters, you know, backcountry skiers and whatnot, and everyone's got a mess in their pickup truck, and not a lot of people have probably heard of the deck truck bed storage system that we make. So it's two full bed length drawers. We've all seen drawers in the back of trucks. It was invented by someone out of the, you know, True Value hardware section, the lumber yard, probably 100 years ago. We productized that invention, and we're able to develop something that gives you a 2,000-pound payload on the top, 200 pounds of dry storage and secure storage in each drawer. It's totally weatherproof, made in America. It's actually made from all recycled steel, aluminum, and high-density polyethylene. And it's really taken off, especially in the last couple of years, once people have realized that we're solving that problem. Where are you going to put all your gear for the day and still store big, heavy objects on top? And then when you pull in to have, you know, breakfast at the diner after the tournament or after a day on the water or hunting or whatever, you don't have to rearrange and move all your valuable stuff into the cab of your truck. It's all locked away, secure, behind the tailgate and out of sight and out of mind. And so that price, you know, $3,000-$4,000, when we started the company, we said, if we can't make this thing for right around $1,000, there's no point in doing it, because we wanted to sell a lot of them and we wanted to create a lot of value for the customer. So I think we've accomplished that, and people do see it and they just can't believe that it's not $3,000 or $4,000. It's, you know, $1,349. And it comes with, you know, a couple of free toolboxes, D-box and the cross box. You get a drawer organizer and a set of dividers to kind of get you going. And then it really gives you the start to a modular storage system, so you can easily move in and out from activity to work and back to your activity on the weekends without having to completely, you know, clean out the bed of your truck and start all over again.
What's a website for Decked if people want to go and look at these systems?
Yeah, you just go to Decked, like deckedout.com. You can check it out there. And then Greg and Darren and the boys down at A&A Toppers in Lakewood, Littleton, they sell them right there. They're great customer service, and they'll do the install there in the shop. So that'll save you a couple hours of your life. And if you go on Friday at the Littleton store, you can take part in Katy Perry Fridays, which I hear is really going off these days. So, you know, check it out online. Go see Greg and Darren at A&A and get yourself taken care of.
You know, one thing I got to say, too, is checking out your YouTube page. If you don't believe that these things are bulletproof tough, you guys are jumping on it, stomping on it. You got some incredible videos of you guys abusing the product. I think that's something that really everybody should check out if you aren't sold yet.
Yeah, we have tons and tons of content, stuff to entertain you, stuff to educate you. You can waste a bunch of time on our YouTube channel and really get up to speed on what we make. And if you, you know, if you're a guy with a, you know, a fifth wheel, gooseneck kind of, you know, hitch guy driving a truck like that, we also make a crossover toolbox. Just released that this last week. It's brand new. People can check out the toolbox, which is also made from injection molded resin. It's actually made from ASA, which is what they make football helmets out of. It's got a cool little ladder that flips out of the toolbox, so you can actually get in and get your gear out of that toolbox. So we have two product options for everyone, and they're both available to view on our website.
Greg, we're going to have to let you go here in a second, but I do want to comment that the folks at A&A Toppers, both Greg and Darren, have been partners to this show for almost two decades. And what you said about their service and installation, you just won't find better guys or more professional installers anywhere in the industry. We love having them as a partner. And A&A Toppers is also a huge supporter of outdoor activities, not only sponsoring the show, but a lot of what Nate does. A lot of what of our other people are involved with, they participate with the affinity groups. So great people to check this product out with. Greg, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah. Thanks, fellas. Good luck, everyone out there on the ice. Remember, you know, you're going for third place today, right?
That's right. If I was, I'd be holding back, waiting to see what third place was.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right on. Thanks,
guys.
Thank
you, Greg.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, Nate. Great products, by the way, Nate.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Yeah, and again, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head when you talk about safety. You know, that's how many times they have my firearms and my fishing gear, and exactly, you have to run into the store. You don't want to unload it that night. It's great to know that everything's secure inside your pickup.
No, it really is. What else is going on? I know the tournament's taking a lot of your time, but you got any other tidbits of information on maybe some bites people should take advantage
of? You know, one thing I want to talk about is the mountain lakes for trout fishing. I don't want to say we're in the middle of winter, but we've kind of gotten past the first ice strategy. A lot of these fish have resigned from that super shallow water. And probably the biggest thing with these trout right now, as I'm fishing 11 mile, fishing in Ontario, I'm really trying to avoid the crowds. I'm really trying to get away from the audience. So if you pull up and there's a bunch of people around you, there's a million holes, that's a situation where you probably want to move a little bit. We're seeing the fish that have been under pressured, you know, they haven't had anglers targeting them. They are still very aggressive. We're catching a lot of them. It's a perfect world. But on the areas that have been hitting hard, right off the boat docks, easy access points, those areas have been taking a little bit more abuse. So with that said, you're trout fishing from the hills, try to walk a hair further. Look aggressively gathering hard in those areas, and you'll have a great day of fishing. So that's probably the biggest thing on the trout bite. On the walleye side, despite the warm weather, despite the wind, the ice that has been good has been holding out. Now, obviously, Chatfield is only about, you know, 50% frozen, 60% frozen. The ice we have is fairly solid. But with that, obviously, warm forecast, heavy winds that we've had, use caution. We're seeing more and more anglers approaching out on the front range. And so many anglers just go by date. So many of our anglers are like, it's mid-January. We got to be good. Never trust a date. Never trust the advice you hear from people. Always judge the ice and take that safety into your own hands. So more just a public service announcement. Front range, we are catching walleye. There is ice. But most importantly, just check it often. I mean, check it right when you get on that ice. Check it throughout the course of the day. Make sure that you know what you're standing on. Make sure you know what you're walking on. Again, that reaction bite for the walleye is good. If I can only pick one bait, you're using those glide-style baits, jigging wraps, clam tika minnows. That style bait is being extremely effective. So you really can narrow down one bait, go out there, fish that bottom, and get those fish really aggravated.
Are you breaking up?
More importantly, getting that good ice.
Kind of broke up on us there, Nate, but I think we got most of it. Thank you for joining us. But by the way, if people want more information on your guide trips to your tournaments, tell them where they go.
Outdoors.com. You can register there. You can book a guide trip there. We have a ton of stuff coming up on our Facebook page, which is Tightline Outdoors.
All right, my friend. We will talk to you again very soon.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Nate Zielinski broke up a little bit. It's on the end. But Tightline Outdoors on Facebook and TightlineOutdoors.com, where you get information on his events. He has some great ice fishing schools and trips, too, that he can take you on. And I want to reiterate what he said about safety before we go here. There's going to be good ice fishing for quite a while, especially up in the mountains. But this front range is going to freeze and wane and freeze and wane. There is no more important piece of equipment than a spud bar. Go with a buddy who has a rope and wear some ice picks. Ice fishing, we always say there's no such thing as safe ice, but ice fishing can be extremely safe as long as you use common sense. We're going to take a timeout, and then we're going to talk to the folks at Jack's Outdoor Gear in Lafayette, and they're going to tell you how to get started snowshoeing right here on Terry Wickersham Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan, brought to you by Jack's Outdoor Gear.